Call it to order first, huh?
Please.
We call to order our meeting of February 26th for the Moapa Town Advisory Board, and now we will have our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a volunteer for someone who would give us an invocation. Gary, would you?
Dear Heavenly Father, humbly we come before thee this day with gratitude in our hearts for the opportunity we have to meet in this board meeting. We pray that we can discuss things openly and be able to show love one for another and decide those things that community in favor of. We express love to thee and dedicate our lives unto thee and say these things humbly in the beloved Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Me.
Lynn Wren, Vice Chair.
Jamie Shakespeare.
John Ray.
Bob Lyman.
Jen Redondo, Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
John Stastny, Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Gentlemen.
Kevin Smedley, Clark County Comprehensive Planning.
Haldor, Comprehensive Planning.
Bronson.
Hi, Bronson Ackle with the Southern Nevada Water Authority, the Warm Springs Estuary.
And Robert.
Robert Shakespeare, Warm Springs Estuary.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Except for Tim.
All right. Okay. We have a public comment period. Does anyone have, we also have one at the end of our meeting, too. So do we have any public comments at this time? And we'll move on to number three, approval of November 13th minutes.
We accept the minutes as written.
All in favor?
Aye.
The only ones who are here can vote, right? Were there at this meeting?
Yes. So who?
But three of us can.
Do we need a second? Or?
I read through the bylaws since that's on our agenda, and we don't have to second our motion.
Oh, okay.
So, but who was at?
I think we all were.
Ryan. Let's see. Tim. Jamie. We were all here, so okay. We can all vote.
The three of you was for a quorum. To vote.
I move that we approve the minutes on November the 13th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approval of agenda for this evening, February 26th. We can hold, combine, or delete any items. Is this where I move number two?
Correct.
Okay. We're going to move under general business, item number two, which is Moapa Town Advisory Board to elect a chair and vice chair to serve a two-year term. We're going to move that to now. So I make a motion that we elect Tim as our chair.
I'll second it if you need a second.
We'll tell them we have a second on it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, now we need...
The audience is voting as well.
Okay.
So he's in.
I'll let him know.
Lynn, I would like to nominate you as vice chair.
Who's that?
Thank you, Bob. Bob just made a motion to vote you as vice chair.
Oh,
okay. Because you were so nice to Tim.
Maybe another 2 years of practice that'll...
So all in favor with that?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, so we have our chair and vice chair for the next 2 years. And now you can go back to your regularly scheduled agenda. Actually, I apologize. Did you approve your agenda with that change? Then you did your chair and then your vice chair? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Informational items. Ron Lewis Park.
Now, Madam Chair, while this says for discussion only, obviously we can't vote on it, but we are going to voice our opinions, correct?
Yeah, I can give you information. John was at our meeting as well, Mr. Ray.
And thank you for being there for that.
Do you want me to go ahead?
I would love you to go ahead.
Okay. John Stastny, Park County Parks and Recreation. Park County Capital Projects has awarded two projects in Ron Lewis Park. The first one is playground revitalization for the existing playground, which consists of speculative funding for replacing the safety surfacing and then providing a shade cover for that area. Project two is to come out and redo this playground that is just to the north of us, to take the swings out, replace them with the safety surfacing, and then put swings back in along with the potential for a piece of play equipment. And why this is important to the town and the town advisory board is because we want your input. As Parks and Recreation, I don't want to just tell you what you're getting. I would prefer to have input coming through the town board as to, I've already told them we want swings again. They prepared to not put swings in, but just coming up here and working here, I understand that the local people really like the swings, both the adult and the children's. I also understand that there's a push locally for, instead of maybe shade it here, and I don't know what the potential for it is, but instead of shade on this playground, shade at the splash pad. Those are things that have been suggested to us at Parks and Recreation, and I just like the direction that we can get through the town advisory board to make sure that what we're putting in as Clark County is what the town wants and is going to serve the town. Having said that, for the revitalization of the existing playground, there was approximately $397,000 allocated for the overall project. That's not necessarily just for the safety, but the engineering, the architecture, the fees, and all the permits, whatever. For playground number two out here, there's approximately $470,000 allocated. Again, that covers the entire project. Sounds like a whole lot of money, but in our meeting, Mr. Ray, we realized that there are other things that they take into account, and so it's not always, I think I could build a really nice house for that amount. That doesn't necessarily equate into a really nice playground. It just works out, it will be a nice playground, just maybe not everything that we imagine we could get for $470,000.
I'm surprised, because at the meeting, that price you're saying is a lot higher than what they were, because they were throwing around $315,000 at the meeting, and now it's...
Well, and that might include permits and engineering and architecture and everything else. And that's why I say I'm talking about the overall amount granted.
Budget.
And they're talking about what they, Mr. Travis probably realizes he's got to work with after everything is done.
Hmm. Where's number one?
Where's number one?
This says number two.
Number two is, you might just be looking at the one. There are two different project managers working with the project. So the one that we had a meeting for last week was Mr. Travis, Les Travis, and he is on number two. Mr. Umo is
so it's the same
number one.
Piece of ground.
No, oh, two okay. Separate. The existing playground is project number one. Playground number one. And then the one that's the swings and the slide right now, that's number two.
Okay.
So, and that one will be more of a complete, take everything out, redo it, whereas that one will be leave the existing play equipment
just
and then
safety
the safety surface and some type of a cover. And like I said.
So what's in question tonight is exactly what's happening right there.
Right.
Yes. And that's where we seek the town advisory board's input on it, and therefore the town's.
The biggest discussion kept coming back to have a large play structure for the 5 to 12-year-olds and a smaller one for the 2 to 5-year-old. And the discussion kept coming back to should those be switched. does the community prefer a larger play structure for 2 to 5 year olds and shrink down the 5 to 12 year old one? And that seemed to be the biggest holdup.
What age is the one over there?
5 to 12.
So we already have a 5 to 12.
That's 5 to 12. Right, but the plan now for this one over here is going to call for another really large 5 to 12 and a smaller 2 to 5 just in front of it. And then the idea was is there had to be a demarcation, some kind of a separation. Yeah. It doesn't have to actually be a wall, but some way to demarcate between 5 to 12 and the 2 to 5 so that parents understand, you know.
Is there really a need for 2 playgrounds for a 5 to 12 year old still?
Well, see, that was part of the question that was brought up at that meeting.
I mean, I like that there's sand there, so is it possible to do like a half and half, that spongy safety flooring and the sand? Because they had those little diggers, you know, and kids like
to play in sand. But I think that that's something that we can definitely suggest. That's why we're here, to find out what the community really wants.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Where are these meetings held?
Here, right here.
Here in this room?
Yes, at this table.
And do you know when?
March 5th, 10 a.m.
March 5th, 10 a.m.
And Janice, that's why I say we try to keep it to just the people. So as far as the town advisory board, if people would like to talk about it, I think it would be
John
productive.
John will represent them.
Sure. Right.
I can just tell you that Marilyn gets involved in all of these and was not happy today when she asked me what was on the agenda tonight, and I told her about this. She wanted to know why she wasn't invited to the first one that you all had out here.
Amelia was here.
Right. No, and trust me, it's nothing to do with Parks and Rec. It has to do with RPM downtown, so okay. We'll be talking to them tomorrow. But she, I want to say it's County Commission next week. March 5th is a Tuesday, and it's County Commission meeting. So hopefully I can be here, but maybe not. But in just the conversations I've had internally, folks want the swings to stay, not those swings per se, but swings in general. Is there room for 2 more playgrounds and swings and sand?
That's the plan, how you see it right there.
This one is where the swings are right now.
Right now, right out here.
Where are the swings?
Oh, is that what these
the swings would basically be replaced. These swings are out here now, would just basically be replaced with something else.
Okay.
In the exact same spot, right?
Yeah, but the question is what kind of swings? Because I understand the swings as we know it as children and maybe when we were younger parents and stuff, but are different than the swings they're talking about now, which I understand are going to be something you're going to sit in and more or less rock. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
The description of the new swings is...
Well, like a chair?
Yeah, yeah. Talking with Gail and Charlie Lindsay, they were saying it depends a lot on the ordinances and stuff that we're going to follow. You can have swings or you can have these other things that I guess fit a little bit into the category of a swing, but it's not what a kid, I think, is going to call it a swing.
Yeah, of what's right there right now.
And then the other two, these two areas here, as you can see, the back portion is a very large play structure, very similar to those of you who've been to Logandale, to that one right across from the new LDS church, right next to the pediatric dentist. Those, it would be similar to that larger structure. And then there'd be a smaller one in front of it, closer to here.
The 2 to 5 is up front?
And that kept back and forth. And so the question that we rose when people said, well, maybe we should switch, and said, wait a minute, why don't we find out what the community wants? And we've put out notices through different media to try and get a lot of people here to say, what do you want? You know, would you just as soon have all 2 to 5 year old? Do you want 5 to 12? Do you want a mixture? Do you want to shrink the 5 to 12 and make the, what do you want? You know?
Okay. Well, Madam Chair, if you want to open it to the public, you can take comments, questions, and concerns.
All right, community, comments, please.
I have one. The playground over there, the bigger one, that won't be removed, correct?
No.
No, John, that's receiving the new safety surface, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. That's all that's happening to that one.
Okay. My son did that. That one right there.
But the ground must be, is it just dirt right now?
No, it's just an old.
Oh, it's old, so it's just being replaced?
Yes.
Okay.
Would any of that funding be considered, would they consider a pool?
Oh, I forgot to bring my little money can. We've got to raise the funds for the pool, so it's going to be up to our community, like donations.
But there's like almost $1 million on the table for revitalization. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much a pool would be? We have the land. We have a soccer field. I mean, we are planning on it. We're working toward that goal, yes.
Yeah,
like yeah, we are.
Little money can we have there? We have to allocate that to a pool, so it might take some time. But I would like to put that in for consideration.
Yeah, make sure it's in the minutes.
Now, you know, there's always the option. Our community has taxed itself in the past. That's why we have this park, and the community building. The community center. It's
and
because
Mobile and Overton don't have that tax, and they have two pools.
Yeah, but those pools have been there forever.
Yeah.
But they don't have a park like we do. They don't have a community, a center like we do. So, that's always an option too. Spread it over 20 years, get the pool and pay for it. I mean, we all have credit cards, so it's like.
It's
$10 a year on our taxes.
Madam Chair, your suggestions, if you would like me to go back to the commissioner to not spend any money on, we can stop these designs and not spend that money, but you're going to have to make.
No, the pool is, in the future. We need to do things for kids now. So, we need to keep our park up to date and for our community.
Am I assuming that everyone did come for the playground today? Are you all here for a different reason?
Yeah.
I'm on date now.
I do have a comment about the playground.
Okay,
you remember the little duck and the little horse that you could rock on?
Yeah.
Are those, we're not allowed to have those anymore?
There's a truck now. It's not a duck or a horse, it's like a truck.
We have the duck.
I don't remember a truck or duck.
Oh, that was long ago. But we love the duck. We don't want those to go away.
Well, that's why I'm suggesting that we still keep the sand part, because kids like sand.
And we did have a digger machine.
That's still there, too.
Unless we can dig up the safety surface, that's probably not going to work.
Is the fence staying, the fence part around there, is that supposed to stay?
The fence is going to stay, but it's going to be replaced.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't the fence just redone?
What they were talking about was they're going to have to grade everything, and they're going to have to pour new boundaries. And the impression I got was is that, I think.
It just needs to be that replaced.
And they're going to limit the accesses. They're not going to have as many gates as far as, again, for safety purposes.
There's just one, over here.
Madam Chair, could you bring back the board, please? There's just too much going on. I'm trying to take some. What are you on? I apologize.
We're still on the park. Are we moving away from things for the younger children and moving more toward older children?
I don't know what is before them in those meetings.
The discussion that came up was initially that it was just going to be, here it is, this is how it's going to be, but then as people talk, the big question was, should we make a larger 2 to 5 year old structure and shrink the 5 to 12 year old? And they argued about the fact that there's this one over here which is a 5 to 12 year old already.
Okay.
And then other people said, well, we should just leave it the way it is, because there was also a feeling that people would just be satisfied with the way this is. That's why we put out the word through the media and stuff, to try to get as many people here who represent the views of the community. Your kids, or what your grandkids, what do you want to see in this structure? Because the architect did leave it open that we can exchange these, shrink ones down, make larger ones. But the idea was to get a feel for the community. What do you want?
I think what happens, John, is you end up with too many ideas of things that possibly can't be done, probably for litigious reasons. The safety equipment and the safety that goes into these playgrounds today when it's on publicly owned land, it's extremely different. Mm-hmm. So if you can just ask, and again, I'm hearing folks are not here for this, they're here for something else tonight. Mm-hmm. The question is to have the 2 to 5 larger or the 5 to 12 larger.
That was the bottom line. What, didn't you get that impression, John? That was the big thing, is what did the community want?
Can you decide tonight?
We're trying to figure out how there's enough space for our swing sets and
you're going to have 2 playgrounds plus a swing set. How is there space for that?
Yeah. That's what the architect says can be done.
Well, personally, I don't think there's need for another 5 to 12 year old play structure.
I agree with you.
So I you think the swings and large. That 2 to 5.
Mostly I see the small, the younger children using the park and not so much the older ones. I mean, they've got,
right.
The older kids have too much going on, but I think a park more... Hmm?
I think the swings are like, the most vital part of the playground out there as it is now.
And sand. And we want to keep the sand.
And so if we were to enhance that by putting a smaller children's play structure in there, that would be maybe for the preschool age, like say 1 to 4 year olds.
2 to 5.
Over in a corner, 2 to 5, there we are. Somewhere in a corner in here, that would be ideal. Yeah. And then keep the rest of it as swings and the digging toys and what we have out there now. Of course, they want to put all new in, but we can have that represent the same type of activities.
Right. Did the two of you get a feel, is this going to be sand where the swings are?
Yes.
That side? It is sand?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so maybe we just, you want to make the 2 to 5 larger, so it would be to the north, and then you want to put sand here,
right,
and with more digging toys and ducks and fish and yep. horses and all.
Yep.
Okay.
Personally, that's another reason I'm interested in the pool, because I just see that as something for older kids, that older kids would be interested in swimming.
And as soon as we have $33 million, and by the time
we're going to work on
it, it'll probably cost $50 million. But if you want to take time to talk about the pool, we can
work on it. No, we'll just, we throw that idea out there. But, yeah, but personally, I think the focus should be more on the younger children.
That's
so the 2 to 5... the larger and eliminate the smaller 5 to 12. All right, well, that's what we're going for.
I can vote for the younger when I come to the park with my family. Most of the time, the kids are playing ball or whatever, the older kids and the little kids want to play on the playground. So
see, that's what we're looking for is what do the parents
family,
want?
We would rather have a bigger,
thank you.
Could they use some of that for additional lighting over here? Because I know. Yeah. When the ball lights are on, it's hard to see the littler kids over here in this area. Mm-hmm. Maybe any of the funds be used for that? And then also, could they fence this corner right here so the kids can't just get in and out of the traffic? You know what I mean? They would have to go through a designated area. So lights and a fence, I think, would be a lot safer. And it would
Cause help. So they can't, like, just run really across the... So. Come from the park and run across the parking lot.
Yeah, by the current 5 to 12.
I will ask.
Okay, thanks. We will ask.
Now the big question is, how dedicated is the money?
Well, if we're eliminating this big structure, maybe that can be allocated towards that. Without using the whole budget.
If it's about safety, I think that should be in the same category.
But either way, this is no actual... voting is being done tonight, but on March 5th at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
right?
That's just a meeting.
Yeah. No, that's just a meeting.
Just discussion.
Yeah, we're just
comments back, too.
So, will we vote on our next meeting after this public meeting?
You will not be voting on it, no.
Okay, so it's just information. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Are we finished discussing the park? Are we good to... I mean, you'll come back to us with more information and firmer plans. And okay. Business cards.
Amelia did not hear from Jamie or Bob, according to the note she left for me.
Jamie doesn't need any.
Okay.
No, that money should go toward the pool.
So I will ask. I really have, she wants to move forward.
I like that.
It might be where you kind of write your name and phone number in.
That'd be fine. It's like, well, if they are going to go forward with business cards, as generic as you can make them, so we can just use them forever.
Right, and not have to throw them out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Planning and zoning, we have none.
No, it's on the
general business.
Okay.
CP 19900037, MOAPA Advisory Board, hold a public meeting for an update to the Northeast Land Use Plan and take appropriate action.
So I'm Kevin Smedley from Park County Comprehensive Planning.
That's a tricky one, Mark.
That is. Every 5 years or so, the land use plan is updated. And we've been out to a number of open houses. We started last year, last fall. And here in the Warm Springs area, there's been three, or here in Moapa, there's one request for change, and there's two in Moapa in Warm Springs area. But I just want to give a kind of little bit of background on it. So we update the land use plan every 5 years. This does not change zoning. It changes the land use designation. If these get approved, then it will allow the property owners to apply for the zone changes with all the details that would go along with that. It does not just automatically give them the zoning or anything like that. So what's being voted on tonight by the town board is whether to change from a certain land use designation to another one. And the first one, and I'm just going to introduce them, and hopefully whoever's making these requests can do their little spiel. I'll just introduce it. So the first one is here in Moapa. It's a request to go from rural residential, which is 2 acre lots, to rural neighborhood, which is half acre lots on this 10 acres. It's a request, it's at the corner of the northwest corner of Larson and Barlow. I will say that at our open houses, we received 17 cards in opposition and 21 in support. And so, it's up to you to take testimony and vote on each one. If you could vote on each one individually, we'll just do that one, and then we'll go on to the ones in Warm Springs. Is there someone here representing Susan, or Susan gonna?
I'm here.
Okay. Do you want to say anything, Susan, about it?
I'll let them comment, and then I'll say.
Okay.
Comments?
And you can ask for input from the community. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, is this going to be a subdivision development, or just sell off the individual lots as people come to buy them?
I will never ask for less than half acre lots.
But will you be selling? Will you be developing it as a subdivision, or selling it each individual lot as one piece?
Selling.
So everyone would be responsible for developing their own septic tank and streets and sidewalk or whatever, street improvements.
That will be addressed if it is needed.
I think it's just being set up right now as an option to get half-acre lots as the town grows and there's a need for some housing. It doesn't necessarily mean that this will be done right away.
Then you want to go to public? Lynn? Do you want to open up to public comment?
Yes. Do we have some comments from the community?
Can I bring
this in? And if you can please state your name, so Amelia.
We're past that.
Okay. All right. I thought it would be important.
No, I.
For this. No, you're good?
They know who they are.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Diane, uh-huh, yeah.
I just started this today, and the zoning has sent the neighborhood all cards so that we can put our input on how we feel about it, or support or oppose it. And in pink are the landowners around the piece of property that you can see are opposed to it. When you buy, invest in property and a home in a rural area, there's no covenants to protect your investment or to protect your lifestyle except zoning. And all of us that have lived here have expected the present zoning to protect us that way, and we do not want 20 lots right in the middle of our community.
Is that what this is right here?
Yes.
Excuse me, Diane, can we get a copy of that? Diane, is there one more?
That isn't.
Okay. I live right there, and I kind of like the idea, because when I moved there 16 years ago, I think there was a waiting list for our half-acre lots. What is there, 8 in a row?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think younger generations, we do need smaller lots. I don't know any of my friends who want 2.5 acres.
We can take care of it.
They can afford it, build something on it. I mean, I think half-acre lots are great.
What did the, when the Muddy River Planning Group, is that all the acreage on the end of Henry Road, was that permitted to go smaller than half-acre lots when that was master planned years ago at the Glendale Holding?
No, and I...
This right here?
The 400 acres there.
It's planned for higher density, but the zoning is probably still...
But what is the plan, though?
Well, the plan is higher density.
Yeah. Which what constitutes higher density? By definition.
On this one, it's actually, there's residential low, which is up to 3.5 units per acre, and there's residential suburban, which is 8 units an acre. So.
And I did fight that, just for all the record. I fought that. Yeah, they wanted to put in all kinds of condominiums and apartments.
You know, I'm just going to throw this out there. It's because, you know, I'm trying to divide this into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2. Diane brings up an important point about the rural character of the community. And when people come to a rural area, you know, they want a horse. They want sheep. They want chickens. And you put all of that in a little area like this, it starts to stink. So, you know, that's just, there's places where we have higher density right now in this community. And there's just like, and people try and raise animals. And, you know, with the fair and everything, I think it's a reasonable expectation. But I think that's just a lot of animals in a really, really small space.
There's already a limit for that, though.
Neighbors.
There's already a limit for that, though. Like the county, what is it, Janice? Like for a half-acre lot, you can basically have two large animals. Yeah. And there's a limit. They already have that.
But
I understand what you're saying. If you have two large animal per lot, the smell all together gets together. However, at the same time, opposing that, you have people who don't have animals and who will start to complain about the people who do have the animals.
And you've got 20 parcels, and if you can have two large animals, that's 40 horses.
That's a pretty irrational way to look at it. That's on basic assumption. Everybody there is going to have two large animals. People that live.
Well, if you go,
chickens. Our neighbors, none of us have horses, right? On our acres, nobody's got anything bigger than a dog. Just say it. So maybe they want
a couple cats.
Well, I know somebody in my neighborhood's got a cow. There's a few cows because I can hear them. And I've got four sheep.
How many acres do you have, though?
I have two.
Yeah, so you're allowed
2 acres.
So you can have up to...
Well, no, I'm just looking at what people are allowed on a half acre. They can have two large animals. And if you put all that, I mean, there could be 40 horses here, and then you've got neighbors all around. It just seems, just personally, but I'm only one vote. Yes.
So I own the parcel that's just north of it. So if you look on your map, I'm the square next to this, right? Just north of it. I have 8 head of horse right now, right? It's fenced in. One of the reasons we came out here, so we could have horses, right? But if you put a fairly dense property next door, right? Not that I'm going to say things are going to happen, right? Whether you put houses there, right? But people mess with my horses, they come on my property, or they don't want the horses. But I have a right on those 8 acres to have my horses. And I foresee us conflicting somewhere down the line.
Well, this is on the news all the time in Las Vegas, the areas that are horse areas that have been horse areas forever, and now it's getting higher and higher density, and people are like, we don't want horses in our neighborhood anymore. So I don't know. Do we want a rural community, or do we want to...
It wouldn't change the fact that we're still a rural community. You guys know that WAP is kind of a bedroom community in Las Vegas, where people that come out here are okay with a little bit of steak, you know, from animals.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it's spread out, you know. This is starting to get, you know, concentrated here. Yes.
I think that that there's a need for more housing opportunities in Moapa. I just think that in the middle of an already
established
community, in the center of it, isn't the place for it. I think if I had houses there, no one would even care. But 20
it's a lot. Yeah, you're asking a lot. Yes.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I agree with everybody here. Maybe there is a solution. I don't know. But we moved out of here from Las Vegas because we were tired of stuff being built up around us. We were tired of keeping our horses, and we wanted to have a rural lifestyle. We could raise our own food, raise our kids. You know, it was space to play and clean air and good morals and, you know, attitudes around the community and get to know our neighbors. And I just, you know, we just bought the place. We're busy fixing up. It's not going to happen in a year or 2 years. You know, we want to add something where we can grow our own food, maybe get a cow or two to raise for food, maybe some goats, a sheep for food, add a garden. You know, it's that sort of thing. And like you said, in Vegas, we saw people popping up all the time, and people don't get the rural lifestyle, growing your own food, raising your kids, you know, with the hard work and the morals and stuff. You know, I just don't want to see that high-density housing.
How big a lot was that in Las Vegas?
And we boarded. We had people protesting when we boarded all the time. That's part of the reason why we came out here, because I have a rare breed horse. I want to do, like, a livestock conservancy type farm and where do heritage livestock and raise them for food.
That property always had horses when that postman owned it. He had a bunch of horses over there and cows and stuff, and nobody complained. But
yeah,
if they put a lot of homes over here,
people are going to complain. It's not going to happen. I'm just feeling it's a gateway.
If they put a lot of homes right there, there's going to be so many people running up and down this road. It's going to.
Yeah, and who's going to take care of the roads?
And you don't know what kind of people are going to come to your yard and stuff. I don't think it's a good idea.
And who's going to take care of the roads? How's that going to get paid for? Because
they never fixed our road. They're supposed to fix our road, and then we got paid, so.
Yeah. There's all the infrastructure stuff. I mean.
Yeah. You guys are neighbors now. Did you know each other before she bought the house?
What's that?
You guys are neighbors now. Did you know each other before she bought the house?
There was horses there. I never complained.
Okay, Madam Chair, we're getting a little off what the discussion is.
I don't know anybody.
You have these personal conversations if you want to after the meeting, but we want to stay on the task of what we're doing right now. Now, just so that you folks know, Commissioner is adamant about animal control calls that come in that are simply, I just moved here. We have one in Overton right now. I just moved here, and she thinks she moved into the city part of Overton, and she doesn't like to look out her window and see goats two doors down. And so we've just told her we're not even going to accept this phone call, that I appreciate her feelings. I feel bad if she feels bad, but the goats are allowed, and we're not going to accept that as a complaint. If someone were to call, whether they make it acres or half acres or three quarters of an acre, whatever it is, because they don't like the neighbor's horses, and the horses are not in danger, if they're being cared for, the commissioner's not accepting those phone calls. Trust me, I know that they happen because we cover the Northwest, and you're right, the Northwest is a travesty compared to what it was 20 years ago. Vern writes the paper. Kevin and Paul have been doing this for decades. This is the growing pains that happens when a town begins to grow. They're going to go into areas where you've got established 1, 2, 3, 5 acre horse properties. That's what people want to live next to for about 3 months, and then you're right. They don't like the smell, they don't like the flies, so on and so forth. These problems are not going to go away. We're not going to solve it tonight. But you need to take input without them discussing it with each other during the meeting of what they like to see so that you can make, I hope, an educated guess on behalf of the community for what you would approve as a board in that area.
How much right-of-way is going to have to be given up for these lots? I know it's 10 acres right now, including right-of-way. Is there 100-foot right-of-way here or 60-foot right-of-way?
Interior streets would be 60-foot right-of-ways, and the ones on the edge would be, one on the east and the south edge would probably be 100-foot right-of-way.
So it's not really 10 acres.
No, they have a big lot. Even if it was developed at half acre, there would be 4 lots, not 5. At 2 acre lots, because of the right of ways.
But they're asking for half acre lots.
Correct, half acre lots.
Does the fact that I know Bartle's on the list to get redone? Do you guys take that into consideration, the type of road that's already in place, or does that need to be?
When development happens in Clark County, that's when the property owners are assessed fees to pay for the infrastructure. That's why you'll see roads that are completed on one side and not on another side.
Mm-hmm.
Out in this area, probably there's just 2 lanes, roads, one each direction generally, but the right-of-way is larger. When someone comes in for a subdivision map or to create if this were to be created into, so it could be half acre lots, at that time there would be fees assessed to, that would go along with building that infrastructure. So that's, the county doesn't pay up front for infrastructure, development pays for infrastructure as it goes.
The only thing I would add to that is if they're sold individually and one person comes in and builds one home, they are not responsible to do paving or offsites around their property. If they come in and build 2 homes, they are. A 4-lot cul-de-sac is. And of course, if Dale Horton or Lennar or someone were to come in and buy the entire thing to develop it, then all of the roads and all of the infrastructure would have to be built at that time. Now, they're not going to do, as Kevin said, the other side of Barlow. They're only responsible for the 30 feet on their side. Marilyn is not a fan of private streets because as they break down, the folks who own the property can't afford to fix the road. You leave them public streets, then the county is responsible for the upkeep of the roads. When you privatize the streets, you get to add that into your lot size. Even though it's a road and people are going to be driving on it and it is a livable space, the laws of the county, you get to include that in the square footage of your property, another reason Maryland doesn't like private streets. So there'll be more to come depending on what the zoning is.
Can I say something?
Yes.
In regards to this, I don't like that. I mean, my mother-in-law's doing the project. She wants half acre lots. And yeah, I don't like the growth any more than anybody else does here. But we have to kind of look at what this valley's gonna be in 10 or 20 years. In 20 years, those are going to be considered a pretty nice sized lot for, what are we going to leave that for? For our children and for everything else.
The money's already there on the north end of Henry Road to go extremely high density. You know what I mean? So if we would consider...
Well, considering the amount of water that comes across there, I don't agree with that.
Well, I mean, they already have the master plan. I don't agree with...
Well, yeah, it's... And we had a lot of discussions with Riverview, and they made a lot of changes because of the flooding. But, you know, when you have water coming through your home, it's...
I understand
that. And at the end of Henry Road, that's...
wouldn't have water coming through their property because they're elevated. But that being said, all I'm saying is this.
We have had flood water. We have people that
are coming along in this community, and to stamp out half-acre lots is not by any means. It's been done in Logandale and Overton for years. It's not fun. I don't like the idea of it either, but it's very, very reasonable. And it needs a serious consideration, not just an emotional how we feel.
There would actually be two sides of that property that would be flood issued unless they raise it. If they raise it, then the flood's just going to...
Then it impacts, it impacts all the neighbors. It's a mess.
The property exists as it is.
No, because once they build on it, they're going to have to lift it up. And it will change the whole floodplain.
That's why the county hired a slew of civil engineers to handle that when the property is developed.
They didn't build when they cleared the park over here, and every time it rains now, it just totally messes things up because they do.
And the water, when this building was first open, I mean, this is a county engineered building on county engineered property. The water was rushing through here a foot and a half deep.
There's laws, though, that you cannot divert the water on somebody else's property, right? So if there's flood water, there's laws.
I should be suing all of my neighbors then. But anyway, let's move on. I'm looking at how many neighbors of this property are opposed to the density.
It's everyone around it.
And we're one of those, and my feeling is there are places that are already planned and zoned for the high density, and everything around there is not. And so
it's non-conforming for what's already there.
We'll be able to put in that Mr. Lewis put in along Lawson Drive years ago. How is that passed? That leads right up to this property, right on the road. How is that any different than this? And how is that? I mean, he eradicated a field. He developed property that wasn't developed. You know, he did all those things, and that was okay. But now we're moving over to 10 acres here, that there's the resources and there's everything else. And I don't like the idea of growth either, but it's not really reasonable to say that it's not reasonable.
Well, personally, I don't have a problem with growth. I mean, communities grow. I'm just, that just seems awfully high density. Board members?
I half agree with that. That obviously growth is inevitable, but...
Madam Chair, I apologize. I want you to close public comment if you're done taking public comment, and if you're not... So
do we have more public comment?
Does Susie want to say something before?
I live right there too, and no one asked me. Did you guys ask any of the people that live in the half acre lots that are there now?
The water won't get in your house, then.
If you wanted to be on the map, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, we already knew you were a map, but I don't know if any of were all my neighbors, they don't like it. Or did the Andrades or Sean Talbot?
We did the communities around.
Oh, that are closer.
Just the borders.
Just the borders.
Surrounding it.
The only thing I've found about is how you can do the infrastructure if they know if I won the lot, and who's responsible for the infrastructure.
Each individual property owner
will have to pay for the road.
No, that's what I said. When you build just one home on one lot, you're not responsible.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How did the roads get established then?
By two or more lots at one time.
How did your brother?
Once it's built out,
just as it is.
Once it's built out, it is done under a SID or something like that, where the county will assess those properties, right?
Well, only if it's more than one lot.
No, but once it has to be done.
Area is done, they will do an SID.
Once it's, the entire thing's developed.
Right, once it's developed, then it's going to have to be assessed under an SID.
Yes.
So in the meantime, if it went one lot at a time, we could have 20 houses that are all under roads. That has to impact us.
That's my question too. So if it's being divided up into 20 lots and they sell individually, but only, I don't know, 2-3 lots get sold.
So are these questions though when it actually goes to zone change? Because this is just putting it on the master plan.
Well, it leads into it. It's part of the decision making of how that's even going to. If the house has to be built up, then you're having flood water go every which way if different houses, three houses, are built in random areas.
Especially
wouldn't the water, go?
So part of the drainage study,
that's,
it has to show that.
The city makes you do, or the county makes you do a master plan that takes all those things into consideration, where the streets are.
Not for individually sold lots. Are you folks intending, you're trying to do a land use plan so that when you go to change the zoning, it's not non-conforming. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so would you come in for a zone change for the entire 10 acres to put it up for sale as a 10-acre piece?
Or it's up for sale.
It's up for sale for a 10-acre piece.
As a 10-acre piece.
But we're at the time we would like to have it out.
Okay. So the question still, and I know you probably don't even know the answer to this, is it going to sell to a developer to develop all 10 lots?
It's 20 lots at half acre.
Lots,
yes,
never
20.
Sell a half acre lot. We don't know.
Okay.
Or just for the future.
So yeah, this is just to prevent a non-conforming zone change. So all the speculation, unless you want to do it twice, will come at the time of the zone change request, but you can approve it or not. So this is the first
time.
So are we voting on this tonight, Janet?
Yeah.
And Planning Commission next?
Yeah, so on all these next three items, they'll be heard by the town board tonight. They go to the Planning Commission on the March 19th agenda, and then they go to the Board of County Commissioners on their April 17th agenda.
If we don't approve this, this doesn't prevent them anytime in the future coming forward and for to change for the changes that they want. So we don't have to approve this. It's not going to stop you from whatever you're.
Madam Chair, you need to approve or deny each. There are three tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Each change.
Yes.
Again, this is to prevent a non-conforming zone change down the road. Either way, they're coming in for a zone change. Someone's coming in for a zone change on this property if they intend to do 20 lots. But it would be non-conforming if it isn't part of the master plan, the master land use plan. So, but again, please close public comment if you're done with public comment so you can move on to number two.
Okay, are we done with
Let's move on.
Public comment on that? Okay.
So then why don't you take a vote on this and then we'll move to the next one.
I move that we oppose it.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's going to be me too.
We're opposing it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're opposing it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
So the next two are in the Warm Springs area, and they're both requests by Southern Nevada Water Authority, and so you could take them as one, or if you want to separate them, you could separate them. The first one is just off of the highway. The Southern Nevada Water Authority has purchased two different properties that they would like to include with their complex that they have up there. The first one is planned as residential agriculture, which is 1 acre lots. I believe that there's already a home on one of those on that site. The next one is planned as residential rural, and on both of these, their request is to go to public facility because that serves the purpose of what they're there for. And I think, well, there you go.
Good evening.
Hi, Bronson.
Hi, Janice. Let me just stick this up here and hope that it hangs. Just a little larger image. Bronson Mack, 1001 South Valley View, here on behalf of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. This is just an overview here of the Warm Springs Natural Area. Our request today is to update or amend the land use plan for a property that was recently purchased here at the north end of the Warm Springs Natural Area. It was purchased from a willing seller, as well as this piece here, same seller. This piece up here at the north is currently used as a residence, and our intent is to get it changed to a public facility, which fits within the designation of the rest of the Warm Springs Natural Area. As the Southern Nevada Water Authority and having these properties then in the public trust, this is appropriate land use designation, plus it would make it consistent with the rest of the area. Our intent with the property that has the home is to utilize that as a field office. So going forward, we would need to go through special use requirement for that, come back before this body, as well as at the county in order to get that approval going forward. This would be the obviously the first step within regards to the land use piece. The southern portion down here, which again was owned by the same property owner, is more of a gravel pit. We don't have any intentions of operating it as such, but we do intend to source rock, gravel material from that property in order to facilitate our efforts here at Warm Springs. Now, what we do here is work to provide habitat for the Moapetes, protect the Moapetes, and improve that habitat. We've already made a lot of improvements down here at the south end with the Pedersen piece and the Apcar stream. We've also opened up the south end. This is the public access area where we have some trails. We also have some interpretive exhibits. We anticipate maintaining the southern area just as that, as the public access area, and we don't have intent of making that anything up here in the north. Now, access to the field office, assuming that we get approval from this board at the time we come forward with that special use permit, access would just be maintained off of our existing access, off 168, and then through the Warm Springs property, we would just enter from the south end or the east end of the property rather than coming through here where there's existing residents and neighbors that are there. So again, our request is to amend the land use plan for these two parcels, putting them into a public facility land use designation consistent with them being in the public trust under the ownership of the Southern Nevada Water Authority and part of the Warm Springs Natural Area. I respectfully request your recommendation for approval, but certainly I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Is the house currently occupied?
My understanding is he moving out? It's vacant? It is vacant now. Yeah, it is vacant now. We acquired that property in late 2018.
Cassie, did you have a question?
Who was this?
Mr. Woods. Tim Woods. Now, what's important about this piece is it does touch and have the northern fork of the Muddy River flow through it. So when we do that habitat restoration and these dace counts, in fact, we just finished a dace count here a few weeks ago. The dace are up 36%. All right, winter count, that's really good. We saw a lot of juvenile dace there. We saw a lot of larvae as well. So all very good signs for the dace.
What are you doing in the areas to prevent another fire like we?
Yeah, and I can have Robert speak to that a little bit, but we do maintain fire breaks throughout areas of the property to give us that spacing between any private property ownership. We try and maintain those fire breaks clear. We also do fuel reduction coming through trimming palms and other other types of dry material. But it's really a matter of
manually doing that, physically removing them and burning them or on piles or whatever.
Yeah, I'll let Robert actually speak to that. This is Robert. Robert is
our
you know Robert. this is his house over here. I'm just visiting.
So we maintain 12 fire breaks. Those fire breaks are between our property adjacent neighbors. Palm trees we trim about 150 a year. We try not to remove palm trees. But if they're in areas where it's a big group and they can travel upriver to adjacent properties, we will remove those. Our fire breaks that are mechanically with equipment, or we spray them with herbicides to keep them free.
Don't let people run their cattle in there or anything.
What's that?
Keep the growth down, grazing some animals in there.
Yeah, we're not looking at that.
That's how we controlled in the past.
Keep a career. Also, we meet with the fire department yearly, and we have them come out and take a look at the property, and we kind of keep that communication open with them to make sure our fire breaks are in line and things like that, to make sure we don't have any of the fires in the future. And it's not our plan to do any open burning ever, so it's always going to be mechanical.
Yeah, and keep a career is the manager, the team that helps make the Warm Springs Natural Area continue to operate in a beautiful place. No other questions? Then I'll conclude, and I'll just say on April 27th, we're going to be having an open house out here in our public access area. We'll do some notification at these meetings, and we'll put up some notices around town, but we hope you'll join us on the 27th.
I do have one more question.
Sure.
What would changing the zoning mean? It just makes it in conformance with the other property you own there?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, all of our facilities that we own as an agency, as a public agency, a municipal government agency, are all zoned for public facility. That is the land use designation and the zoning that is appropriate for those properties being under our ownership and in the public trust. That goes for the Las Vegas Valley Water District, Southern Nevada Water Authority. Very similar as well for county properties, city properties throughout Clark County.
How much more are you planning on obtaining out there? Are you pretty much done?
You know, it's a really fair question. We have an agreement both with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Moapa Valley Water District, and others to try and identify if there are properties that are pertinent to the restoration habitats or the restoration efforts we're doing for Dace Habitat, to try and acquire those properties so that we can continue to protect the Dace. And again, that's one of the great things about the Woods property is that it is right along that North Fork. We work pretty closely with the folks at the LDS property as well when we do those Dace counts, because it does require access onto their property. But as of right now, I mean, we're not actively looking for property. If some comes up for sale, we'll evaluate, and if it's suitable, then maybe we would make a purchase.
Well, how does the south piece help the Dace?
Well, the south piece here was both of them being sold together. Yeah, it was kind of a package deal there. But the benefit of the southern piece is the fact that there is gravel and rock that we can utilize for supporting our efforts there. It's something we don't have to go out and purchase and spend ratepayer dollars on.
So would you be willing to build a community of pools?
I have to ask Robert. He's out here operating the backhoe for folks all the time. You digging any pools, Robert? I don't think that one's in our job.
Bonnie will be knocking on everybody's door. Right,
thank you.
Thank you. Well, you know, basically they're just asking for the zoning to match what they do out there.
What would it be changing?
It was like RU, RU, and then R. Let's see. One of them was RA, one of them was RR. They're just making it public facility, is all. It doesn't, like, there's like no density involved here. What's that?
We could put 20 homes out there instead.
Such a creative group.
Yeah. So, Madam Chair, do you want to vote on them together or separately?
We can do them together. And I move that we approve the change to public facility.
Okay. Unanimous.
Thank you.
Unanimous.
And like you said, these will be going to the Planning Commission on March 19th. And the Board of County Commissioners on April 7th.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks, Kevin. It's been a while since we've seen you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on to number
what were those dates again?
Three.
March 19th for the Planning Commission and April 17th for the...
No. I'm sorry. Well, the cards that I have say...
I want to give you my card.
March 19th for Planning Commission?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sorry, in April what?
17th.
Thank you.
Yeah, all the property owners within 1,500 feet were notified, and so that all those dates were on.
So will all three go before?
Correct.
All three of them will go at the same time.
Thank you.
Okay, we have to approve our yearly meeting calendar. And going through it, Janice, I noticed that December 31st that we're scheduled to have a meeting.
I feel like we did that calendar last year, but...
Well, it was... we did, but it got bounced back because okay. I don't think we ever approved it. But looking
it
at... Let's see.
Because I don't have it in my...
Here.
I only have the bylaws, so I don't have it down there.
Okay.
I was under the impression that this was the final...
Let's see.
Is there a date on that calendar that she gave you of revision?
Let me see. Where was that? Okay, December 31st.
2019?
Of 2019.
Yeah, obviously we're not going to have
that. They're all canceled except
wait,
for Mabra.
Where everybody's canceled. There's like 10 meetings that okay. day, and everybody's canceled but us. So we
make sure that Amelia contacts them tomorrow and tell them we're going to join the bandwagon.
Okay.
Stay home that night.
All right.
Everything else okay on there?
Mm-hmm. So do we need to vote
yes,
on
please.
It with that change?
Correct.
Okay, we're voting on the calendar for next year meeting calendar.
Move
with
that
the change of the last December 31st, we will not have a meeting.
Okay. I'm all right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Unanimous on that.
Good.
All right. Let's see what's next here. Our bylaws.
Yes, so Madam Chair, the bylaws were changed by the county some time ago where you don't sign them anymore. And the only changes that you can make to your own bylaws are rather specific things. And the main one tonight is the date, not the date, the day and the time of your meeting. So I prefer you keep them on a Wednesday because I have town board meetings on Tuesdays
well,
and Thursdays, and the time is 7 o'clock. You as a board tonight could change the day to a different day of the week, and you can change the time from 7 p.m. to 6 or 6:30 or 7:30. That's what you can vote on to change tonight.
With all of commuting that people have to do, I think 7 o'clock is a reasonable time.
Okay, can you guys go to Wednesday?
Are we going to keep it on Tuesday?
Are you asking
Tuesday?
Us to move it?
I don't know what
today's
to say.
Tuesday.
I'm sorry, Mohawk Valley's Wednesday. Tuesdays.
Tuesdays at 7. We're good with Tuesdays at 7.
It's just in time to.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
So there's really nothing else to change on it. We don't sign it anymore. So, yay. Was there anything else on there that you may have gone through that you had a question about?
Let's see. Do we? Oh, we don't have a secretary.
Amelia.
And
Amelia, but you do not have a specific town board secretary. She handles Bunkerville, Moapa Valley, and Moapa.
But in our, I noticed that in our bylaws that we have a secretary in our bylaws. We have Amelia.
Correct. She does the secretarial duties.
Okay, but
her position isn't secretary.
So we just leave that in there, do you think?
It's more for secretarial duties.
Okay.
So she serves as your secretary, but her position with the county is whatever her position with the county is.
So it's good with the word secretary in there? That was my question.
Yes.
We don't need to change that. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the bylaws?
So move.
Yep. All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. And the last one, which I'm not sure why this is in here.
I thought we already had a representative from WAPA.
Me too. I don't know. Maybe.
Does she not take it anymore? Or?
Well, Madam Chair, read it into the record, please.
Moapa Town Board to nominate one member or representative to sit on the Moapa Valley Fire Protection District.
Thank you. So you voted last year, the end of last year, to put Kirby
May.
May.
as your representative. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you would like to ask him to continue his Kirby here?
No, he's not.
Okay.
His little brother was.
Well, I don't know if Amelia may have put this on here because it might be we have a calendar of things that have to go on your agendas and maybe
I'll get with him.
Okay. Because we had to put him on when Ann stepped down. So this is probably just your annual first quarter to appoint a person. So I'm assuming he'll want to continue, but would you please vote him in once again?
Ryan, he's okay with that, you think?
Okay. Good.
That's what happens when you don't come to these meetings.
Just ask him.
Okay. Comments by the general?
Manager, make a motion, please, to keep Kirby.
Oh, okay. I'll make a motion that we keep Kirby May as our representative to the Fire Protection District.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. It's official for
2019. Mm-hmm. Okay. Comments by the general public. We have another comment period.
Any more comments?
More comments?
For anything but swimming pools.
Okay, this has nothing to do with swimming pools.
Excellent.
Is there a way to resolve the issue of that high density there in the north for the next land use plan? Can we get it back to where it should be? Instead of those apartment buildings and condominiums, what was it, 80 units per acre? Can we get it back to 2-acre lots? I know that's in 2 years, but I plan on living that long.
Madam Chair, the land use plan is every 5 years or so. It's more like every 6 years. Are you talking about the area that we were just...
No,
she's talking about the Riverview property.
Yeah,
all of that is
Riverview property fiasco
here. So,
Madam Chair, the County Commission last year, 2018, I'm not exactly sure how to say this. I don't want to misspeak, but folks in previous land use plan updates were coming forward and saying, John Statsny owns land down the street, and I'm, you know, Judy Smith, and I live here, and I want John's land to be high density. So I'm going to come forward and tell you, change that to R2. Well, yeah. While that's great for a community to get together and try and plan their land use, you can't choose what happens on someone else's land. So the only way that that could happen, Dr. Lyman, is if the land owners themselves come and request the change.
So we'd have to buy the land.
For the land use plan. Or you could buy it, correct?
I
have no idea because I'm not exactly sure.
You can look it up on the...
I'm going to have to look it up and investigate it.
You can request them come and speak to the board, but it's 5 years down the road, so...
And that's okay. The previous boards made mistakes, but possibly we can resolve them.
So, I have a question and comment.
Yes.
Is there any way that somebody could talk to somebody who knows and fix the online... Have you guys ever gone and looked at the property lines of Moapa on the county's website? I think that the
they're off sometimes
right
as much as 50 feet.
Yeah, it's terrible. Is there a reason, and is that something that the county can
Open Door is really messed up. At least that's when I was looking at.
Sure, and it isn't legal. I mean, that's not something running through the middle of your property. You know that that's not.
Yes,
it's not
but
right.
When we're curious about property lines, that's our source, and it's a poor source.
Yeah, shouldn't be.
So
don't let it be your source.
Is there anybody that can fix it?
Can we talk to the GIS and see if they can
It's the
that?
Surveyor. Jimmy Martlett was our surveyor for 100 years, and he retired, I want to say, summer of last year. He retired. He's gone. So, believe it or not, Bunkerville is worse than Moapa and Moapa Valley combined. So it is a discussion that's been had in the past. I will bring it up again per your comment tonight. You could never use those lines if you wanted to, for any kind of a legal purpose. So I get it's easy to
look up. Informational when you're trying to figure something out, even just somewhat close.
Right.
But they're not.
Yeah, no. They're very bad in a lot of spots. Yes, I agree. Let me find out at a minimum if there would be a name or a number of someone you could talk to give you a better visual from perhaps a different...
I bet it would come better from your boss.
I don't know, you'd be surprised. She likes to be one of the boys, so. Okay, we'll find out.
Janice?
Yes.
Any progress on having him reevaluate the condition of our street name signs in the valley here in the area? I brought that up a couple months ago.
The replacement of the signs?
Well, some of them, you just see that they're green.
There's no names or anything on them. Yes, so Amelia, please, by way of this recording, she deals with those folks all the time about...
Yeah, like the one that goes to the old post office up by the railroad track?
Yep.
It's just a green board.
Okay.
And then there's some up on the Warm Springs Road area.
Okay.
That there's no words left on them at all.
That's okay. Because we don't want to know what people are turning off.
Yes.
I'm out there spreading up.
If anyone wants to find somebody who's made a call or something like that, it'd be nice to be able to see the street name sign.
Oh, okay. Yes. I don't want to be at town board meetings because
no, we love people at town board meetings.
Every 5 years, that's all good. So one other question, and I don't even know who you'd ask. This might not be the proper place, but every time that it rains very good, we have this new flood channel from our awesome soccer field, gravel hill thing. Anyway, what do you call that? Unfinished soccer field?
Unfinished soccer field.
Yeah.
And because they built those up, it created a new flood channel, and it washes out our driveway every time. Who is responsible for doing
worse than your driveway? There's infrastructure under there. There is a fire hydrant, and it just gets washed away.
Isn't the county who put that in and supposedly followed all the rules responsible for the damage?
The problem is, you know, the county has their rules and, you know, how they do things, but we have Mother Nature out here, and you know that's.
But their drainage is very. You go look where the rocks are. That's their drainage point, and so they washed it right into our driveway.
We're talking about right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just sheets everything now. So before, it would pool and pond and drain this way and that. Now it just sheets real fast, and you get a flood.
You make sure that you call the other office in Overton, Amelia, and she works with Terry Berkland, who's the road maintenance manager. If your driveway is ever messed up, Terry will bring a piece of heavy equipment out and fix it. He's always available. You got to be able to get, you know, safety equipment to your house or an ambulance or whatever. He will come and do that. And then I will speak with RPM about that. I mean, and I hate to call them soccer fields because that's not what they are. This was something that happened.
They were supposed to be. It's just flat land, and they changed the
plan for it.
Yeah, NV Energy was going to pay for those, but then they got out of it.
They actually provided the dirt.
Who did that? NV Energy.
NV Energy.
Provided the dirt, and then Clark County knocked it down flat, and then now it just sheet flows right to the drainage depth.
His yard.
So everything under the school and other side coming under the road, and so all the water. Now goes that one spot.
Well, it just sounds dangerous.
Well, he's had 4 or 5 feet of water in his backyard.
From that.
They changed the drainage flow, and so now it's just unmanageable.
But
that's where it goes to that 10 acres
waivers.
That we're talking about.
And 10 acres were because they were going to do soccer fields. They got the waivers, they didn't do the soccer fields, and now they're going to be
in. We have a public swimming pool every time it floods. Right in that 10 acres.
Janice, I know that that's a dedicated right of way, but I don't think it's a public or county maintained street yet.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
What's the name of the road?
Leona
Avenue.
So we might have to evaluate that to get it onto the county maintenance schedule or dedicated at least.
Okay.
So.
They should have put some big old pipe down all the way, dump it into that river down there. If they would back built that,
it's still at a level.
Yep.
You should take it up to the river wash where it needs to go.
So what's the solution?
Right now, I just manage it the best I can. I have a ditch and floods, and I fix it.
Never happened. Yeah,
just
we lost 10 feet of concrete plot plan to build it up, and now
asphalt.
With the infrastructure, we can do it. No, it was concrete. That was common.
Those bills just created a watershed, and now it just floods. Whatever kind of rains are, before it was just pond over there, now it's all common.
Well, how do we fix it?
Right.
The county needs to put a storm drains channel that goes to the Muddy River. That's the only thing they can do.
Put it from the soccer field all the way down in the river. That's the only way you're gonna solve it.
It's expensive.
Okay, get a hold, please.
What's that? Get home?
No, get a hold of this meeting, please. Who else? Public comment?
We were having a great conversation.
Well, yeah, we're discussing some flood issues and...
Can I welcome Mr. John Ryan, thank him for offering to...
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
To sit on this board. Amelia is very happy and... Got cupcakes and cookies and milk. I'm not sure quite, maybe because of the bad weather or sure it's Christmas, but there's cookies and the milk for in the back for anyone who chose to stay in congratulating Mr. Ray for taking a position on the town board. And Ryan is here, so thank you for your years of service. And Ryan is taking a break, and John stepped in, so thank you. So cookies and milk abound.
Thank you, John.
Our next scheduled meeting is March 12th. That can't be right. Is that right? Our regular meetings are the end of the month. This would be a special call.
It's your secretary's job. You're regularly scheduled to the first ones of the month, and Mohawk Valley is the second. Is that it?
No, we are the last.
March 26th.
Oh, you're the second.
March.
Half of the month. Okay.
Special call is the 12th.
Ask her to make that change. In
yeah,
the
12th is the 12th.
Okay.
Are we twice up to March?
Yeah. No.
Not unless you have items.
No. It,
so it will be the 26th?
The 26th.
Okay.
If we have nothing else, then we will adjourn this meeting.
Sure.
And have cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk. Thank you.
Thanks.